we have to realize that the artificial intelligence sort of revolution is part of a larger agenda, the transhumanist agenda.
Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Will Tuttle.
We have to realize that the artificial intelligence sort of revolution is part of a larger agenda, the transhumanist agenda.
In this July 7th, 2026 Vegan Nation broadcast, I'm featuring Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, and also another new book, Food for Freedom. And we're celebrating the 250th Declaration of Independence for the United States. We'll be talking about respect for sovereignty and the importance of respecting the purpose and sovereignty of sentient beings and how that impacts humanity century after century. The clip we just heard was from my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle last year, 2025. And here he is joining us again from Northern California, and Dr. Tuttle was born and raised in Concord, Massachusetts. After this short interview with Dr. Tuttle, we'll be joined by Bill Tara. Bill Tara and his wife, Marlene Watson Tara, are co-founders of the Human Ecology Project based in London, England, and they are currently in Jefferson County, Washington, USA. They are partnering with other vegan organizations with Together Around Food, a free vegan gourmet breakfast, lunches, and dinners being served to anyone and everyone in the local community from June 10th through July 4th, and there's a potential that it can continue longer and spread to other counties and states around the United States. And now back to Dr. Will Tuttle, this short clip from my previous interview with him in 2025, and then we'll proceed to the Power of Independence 250th Anniversary 2026. Here's Dr. Will Tuttle.
We have to realize that the artificial intelligence sort of revolution is part of a larger agenda, the transhumanist agenda, which these plutocrats, as I refer to them, or the oligarchs that have so much wealth, the small, tiny minority that makes up the membership of the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Aspen Institute. There's many of these groups, the Bohemian Grove Gathering that they have and so forth here in California, where I'm living now, that all of these gatherings and these connections among the super rich have the same basic template being applied to humanity that we apply to animals.
This was my interview with Dr. Tuttle on June 17th, 2025. We're listening to The Pig Song by composer and pianist Will Tuttle from his album, Animal Songs. Now to our interview, July 7th, 2026. Welcome, Will, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's great to be here, Marlene. Thanks for all the work you're doing to help raise awareness about the many benefits of animal liberation for us and for animals.
Thank you. And I would love to hear your perspective on the founding of the United States of America. Here we are. Here we are at the beginning of July 2026. So let's hear about this coming from you, born and raised in Concord, Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Marlene. I still hold out in my heart this beautiful vision of a way that we can live together in harmony on this earth, not under tyranny from a governmental system that engages in dominating the population with censorship and taking away our freedom of speech. And these are all protected in the Constitution. Being born and raised in Concord, Massachusetts, my father and my family in general were very enthusiastic about the founding of the United States. I think that the underlying idea is very important for veganism because the underlying idea is the sovereignty of the individual, the sacred individual expression of life that each one of us are, and that we have government is by the consent of the governed. It's not something that's imposed on the governed. Everything that is done is by our consent. And so the Constitution was created to safeguard these basic fundamental human rights. And the vision that I write about in The World Peace Diet, the main book I wrote, is that we will never be able to actualize this in our human life until we give those same rights and freedoms to animals. My vision really is of a world where we allow animals to have their sovereignty and let them live as they did for millions of years in nature, and that we can communicate with them, we can have fellowship with them, we can be connected with them, but without stealing their sovereignty. And I think when we are spiritually and morally and culturally mature enough to live in that way, we'll really then have a good chance that we can fulfill the great vision of the founding fathers and mothers of this country, of a world and a land and a country that is in harmony and peace and that has justice and freedom for everyone. The great irony is that when we steal the freedom from cows and pigs and chickens and other animals for our own uses, we sow the seeds for the same thing to happen to us, and we see that happening around us all the time now, increasingly, and we see happening to us what we've done to animals, which is that we use science and technology to more and more severely limit their freedom and more severely dominate and exploit them. And so that same type of technology can very easily, and is, I would say, being turned against us as human beings as we are being more and more severely surveyed and tracked and manipulated and controlled by systems that increasingly look at us as livestock the way we look at cows and pigs and chickens and other animals as merely as livestock. So the spirit of 1776, 250 years later, and here we are in 2026, that spirit is of liberation and of honoring the sovereignty of all living beings to liberate them. And this is something that is totally possible, and all the research shows that when we do that, nothing but good things happen. All of these benefits would accrue to us. We could create a world of abundance for all of us. We could feed everyone on a fraction of the land. We could sow the seeds of kindness and freedom, abundance and mercy and tenderness in all of our relationships with each other and with animals. And I think this is really the essence of the vision of the founding of the United States of America, was a world of abundance and freedom, of opportunity for all human beings. But that should be true for all living beings. They have the opportunity to fulfill their purposes as nature and the divine unfoldment has dictated and given them the tremendous wisdom. This whole unfoldment of divine life and beauty is all around us, and what we humans do is attack it and destroy it. And we've seen that. I've lived for 17 years in an RV traveling all over North America. My book, The World Peace Diet, has been translated now into about 18 languages. So we've traveled all over the world and given lectures, thousands of them, all over the United States, but in over 50 countries on all six continents. And we've seen the devastating impact in Africa, in South America, in Southeast Asia, in Asia and Europe of animal agriculture. The amount of destruction it commits to the environment is really unparalleled, and it's unnecessary. We can all thrive. And I just want to thank you, Marlene, for so courageously and persistently sharing the message of animal liberation through the program that you have. And I want to thank everyone who's listening for thinking about how the routine abuse of animals and stealing of their freedom and their sovereignty inevitably boomerangs back into our institutions, and rededicate ourselves to the liberation of animals for the benefit of all of us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tuttle. And now I'd love to hear about the upcoming book study, The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Marlene. My book, The World Peace Diet, as I said, it's been translated into many languages. And there is a woman here in Northern California named Dr. Susan Craig, who is volunteering to host and facilitate an online study group and reading and discussion of the World Peace Diet every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. At 6 p.m. Pacific time. There's no charge for that. It's just an opportunity. And if you go to our website, worldpeacediet.com, we have a notice there. It tells you the link and the email address so you can find out about that and register and join the discussion. It'll be ongoing for quite a few months, reading the World Peace Diet and discussing it all the way through the entire book. It's called World Peace Diet Sunday. And when she's finished going through the entire World Peace Diet book, Dr. Susan Craig is planning on then reading together with everyone the second book that I wrote, the other main book, which is Food for Freedom. And Food for Freedom is in many ways a follow-up for the World Peace Diet and has a lot of the ideas I was just discussing, that our freedom as human beings really is dependent on our willingness to liberate animals.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Tuttle, for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes, thank you to all our listeners. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be joined by Bill Tara, co-founder of the Human Ecology Project. And he'll be telling us about the vegan program, Together Around Food. At the start of the program, we heard a great song from Will's album, Animal Songs. We heard To Be Free. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We are very fortunate to be joined by Bill Tara. Bill Tara is a co-founder of the Human Ecology Project. He is co-founder with his wife, Marlene Watson Tara, and they are based in England, and they are currently in Jefferson County, Washington, USA, with a vegan program called Together Around Food. Welcome, Bill. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
Well, Marlene and I both have a background. Between us, we're 100 years teaching and counseling on natural health care and plant-based diets. We've organized this Community Health Foundation so that we could broaden the spectrum of what we do out a little bit, and that is to show the connection between the food that we eat and the environment that we live in and the social issues that are generated out of that. And so we've been doing that work for the last 20 years. And, you know, we've been working in schools. We've been doing workshops around the world, really. We've got students in 27 countries, and we've been very active doing that.
Thank you, Bill. So that's humanecologyproject.com and the website for the Together Around Food vegan project is togetheraround.food.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Where are you from in the United States, and how did you end up in England?
I've lived in England on and off over the years for many years. I'm from Santa Cruz, California, originally. When I started to become interested in food, I was part of the group that formed Erewhon Trading Company in Boston, Massachusetts, and eventually had retail stores, many retail stores, the most famous of which now is the one in Los Angeles. And I became interested in that aspect of food. And then I moved to England in 1971 and founded the Community Health Foundation, which was a health education center there that ran up through the end of the 80s. So I've been familiar with living in Europe, and particularly in England. Now we live in a little village called Shelford, which is between Newark and Nottingham. in the UK, kind of in this in central part of the UK. And so that's where we're operating from at the moment. And in the coming year, we've kind of planned that we might be moving somewhere. We've got some tricks up our sleeve here. We're thinking about getting a wellness center together in the UK.
Oh, very nice. And how did Marlene end up from Scotland to being with you in England?
Marlene has been a vegan pretty much her whole life. And she and I met at a health conference in Long Beach, California. And we found out that we're two peas in a pod, right?
You know, that
our thinking was so much aligned that it was incredible. And so from the first day that we met, we've been in touch with each other every day since then, you know, and eventually we ended up going to Hawaii and getting married, which was very nice. And then we moved to Scotland. And from there, we've set up centers in Portugal, Spain, Ireland, and now we're back in the UK again. So we're always looking for good projects that we can get involved in that will educate people more about the importance of eating a plant-based diet and becoming healthy citizens in planet Earth.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. We're listening to Bill Tara, who's joining us for an interview here on Vegan Nation. And this interview is being recorded while they are at the Together Around Food Vegan Project in the state of Washington, USA, which we'll hear about now.
We were contacted about a month and a half ago by Silas Rao, who's a good friend of ours and the director of Climate Healers. And he wanted to do a pilot program somewhere, which he had focused in on a little town here in the Olympic Peninsula in Washington called Port Townsend. He wanted to do a pilot project of giving away or offering free food to anyone who wanted it for 2 weeks. We've served about close to 3,000 meals now, and we're closing in on the end of the project, and the response has been fantastic from people. And Marlene has been designing these menus, and a group of volunteers from a place called the Loving Hut have been helping her prepare the food, but it's been a real eye-opener. We've had fantastic response.
That is so great to hear. And it's gourmet vegan breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three meals a day from June 20th to July 4th. That's amazing.
Right. We're closing in on the final breakfast, lunch, and dinners. Right? We're looking forward to having a nice big buffet on the fourth to kind of finish things off for it. So we've certainly enrolled a lot of people into vegan living. There's no question about that. A lot of people have come and thought, had their own preconceptions or beliefs or biases about what being a vegan might mean, and had them blown out of the water a little bit, you know, just in terms of eating delicious food and thinking, oh, well, this is bad. I could eat this. I could live on this. And then Silas and ourselves, we've been offering workshops in the evening and educating people a little bit about where we get our basic nutrients from. And so it's all good. Tonight we're having sticky teriyaki tofu on brown rice and a lovely cream dessert. And so we're looking forward to people, and the people around the area are looking forward to that. You know, when you say free food, some people assume that it's going to be food for homeless people, which is important and should be done. But we wanted to make sure that just anybody could come. And so we've had such a broad and diverse group of people showing up, you know, people that are professional people, retired people, people that are challenged in terms of putting food on the plate every day. Some people bring in their kids and families. And so it's just been fantastic, that kind of diversity of the group and people talking together over dinner. That community aspect of that is really important.
Yes. And like you said, that this is a pilot program, and so I know that the hope is that this will continue past July 4th. Like you said, it was from June 20th to July 4th as the pilot program, and so is there a good chance that this is going to continue?
Well, I think so. There's some people that are very excited to see that happen and make that happen, and so some local people, Patty and and Annie and others are looking to figure out a way that they could continue doing this and also link it up with some programs that are already in existence. You know, there are food banks and there are community support groups out here. And I think that if you put all of that together, you could get something really beautiful and really unique.
Okay. And again, very, very important that it's a vegan program, that it's vegan food. So I hope that the food banks and other food services recognize how important it is to serve 100% vegan food for peace and freedom and justice and compassion.
Yeah, it's part of our mission to really show people that this is really the food of the future.
Yes, and I always appreciate what Dr. Sailesh Rao says, that we are transforming a culture of normalized violence and normalized exploitation into a new paradigm of normalized nonviolence and normalized abundance and justice.
Yeah, and that's what Marlene and I have been, that's been part of our message for the last 20 years. Just look at this as something that can really, really transform society.
Yes, I appreciate all the work that you and your wife, Marlene Watson-Tara, do. And I am grateful that I had a wonderful interview with Marlene back in 2023. It was
right.
October 17th, 2023. Yeah.
Yep.
So one can visit the Vegan Nation Archives, which is vegansradio.com, also wcuw.org/community/Vegan Nation to hear Marlene's interview. So thank you, Bill. Thank you. I know that you're very busy, so thank you for taking this time for this interview.
Thank you. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. And tell Marlene, who's in the kitchen, tell her I said thank you.
She's preparing that sticky teriyaki tofu and brown rice dish.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with the Deer Song by Will Tuttle. That's D-E-E-R, Deer Song. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Here's a special edition in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. This is a recording from July 2nd, 2026, from Will Tuttle, who offers the first Thursday of every month an open to the public World Peace Meditation Zoom teleconference. This one is July 2nd. 2026.
All right. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Great to see you all here. And welcome to our World Peace Diet Circle. This is the World Peace Diet Meditation.
This recording is a shortened, edited excerpt.
Technology does that. It just controls and dominates better and better whoever has the power. And we're seeing the same thing rolling out in our world today through the massive technological grid that is being constructed. And we see it all around us. If we don't see it, we should wake up and really see it and do whatever we can to stay free of that and to not let it happen, essentially. Because if we don't have freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of religion and freedom of bodily autonomy, we are, like George Washington said, we are led like sheep to the slaughter. We don't have any protection. So this is really important. And I was born and raised in Concord, Massachusetts. I just have to say, you know, this is something that I feel, I guess, on some level strongly, because from the time I was a little kid, it was April 19th was Patriots Day, where we celebrated the battle against the British, and we sent them back to Concord, and we began the revolution, April 19th, 1775. And And my father, you know, I was the oldest son and the oldest child, and he was so into this and kept telling me about Isaac Davis and Abner Hosmer and these three men from the town we lived in who were killed at the Old North Bridge because they wanted freedom for their families and for their community from the tyranny of the British. The Tuttles came over in 1630 on the Planter from England. I think his name was actually William Tuttle, and Jedediah Tuttle and so forth. And they had family, and they raised their kids in the Massachusetts area, in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. But it was really interesting to read how one of my ancestors was captured by the British. It was right before the actual war, I guess. I think his name was Josiah Tuttle. And he was helping to lead the resistance against the British. And you've got to remember, these were British people, right? I mean, they were all, they came over from England. Their forefathers had in the 1630, this was now 1780, so they considered themselves British, but they didn't consider themselves to be subjects of the crown. They felt like they were making their own, you know, situation here. But he was captured by the British, and they interrogated him, and he wouldn't talk, and they cut his tongue off as a way of censoring him, so he couldn't speak and couldn't say anything. That was one of my great 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 uncle or whatever going back there. The underlying idea is that they're still trying to do that today. I mean, when they shadow ban and block us and censor us, they're cutting off our tongues in a sense. I mean, you can't talk, you can't speak, you can't communicate to each other. We can't share our message. And I think there's something visceral about the importance of being able to speak up and share our ideas, and that if we don't defend that with everything we have, that we could lose it for sure. I mean, they'll take whatever they can get. And so I just want to take time, I guess, to remember that this day, this, you know, this sort of birthday, you know, there's so many things that this country does that are terrible. You know, I understand all that, the capitalists and the empire and all that. But to remember there's an underlying vision of sovereignty of individual beings, and that to just take it to another octave higher, sovereignty of all individual beings, not just human beings, but all living beings, and give to animals their sovereignty and allow them to speak. They are speaking. I mean, I've heard the pigs squealing. I've heard the dairy cows bawling in the middle of the night when their babies are stolen, screaming because their babies have been stolen. We just don't hear them. You know, we basically don't want to hear it, so we don't hear it. But the suffering of animals is really the thing that is keeping us in the prison that we're in. So if we can go back to this fundamental ideal of liberation and how much we treasure freedom on this for the time we're here, not to be slaves, not to be born into a prison, because in many ways we are born into a prison. But animals are really born into a prison. They're, you know, cows and pigs and chickens are born right into a total prison. So for us to liberate animals and to do everything we can to share this message, because that's more important than ever. I remember when I was a kid learning about Henry David Thoreau, and then in college, and how he went to jail rather than pay a tax for the Mexican-American War because he didn't want to support the war machine. And that kind of civil disobedience, you know, that we fall as individuals. He said one individual can be more powerful than the entire machine. And I think that's a really important truth. Gandhi said the same thing. You know, one human being who is grounded in their truth can light up, can in a sense be a beacon of light and kindness and caring and authenticity and truth that can transform our society. And I think each one of us have that potential. And the more we activate that potential and do our best to live that potential, that it encourages everyone else to do the same. That's, I think, the best way to help each other is to do our best ourselves and help inspire each other. So I want to thank all of you because I know you're contributing in your ways magnificently, and I really appreciate it so much.
That was Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet and Food for Freedom. Much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. wishing you a lovely, peaceful day.